We'll turn in the scriptures to Ezekiel chapter 23. Ezekiel chapter 23. And we'll read verses 1 through 49. The whole chapter. Ezekiel 23, verses 1 through 49. And so beginning in verse 1, these are the words of God. The word of the Lord came to me again, saying, Son of man, there were two women, the daughters of one mother, and they played the harlot in Egypt. They played the harlot in their youth, their breasts were pressed, and their virgin bosom was handled. Their names were Ohola, the elder, and Oholibah, her sister. And they became mine. And they bore sons and daughters. And as for their names, Samaria is Ohola, and Jerusalem is Oholibah. Ohola played the harlot while she was mine, and she lusted after her lovers, after the Assyrians, her neighbors, who were clothed in purple, governors and officials, all of them desirable young men, horsemen riding on horses. She bestowed her harlotries on them, all of whom were the choicest men of Assyria, and with all whom she lusted after. With all their idols she defiled herself. She did not forsake her harlotries from the time in Egypt, for in her youth men had lain with her, and they handled her virgin bosom and poured out their lust on her. Therefore I gave her into the hand of her lovers, into the hand of the Assyrians after whom she lusted. They uncovered her nakedness, they took her sons and her daughters, but they slew her with the sword. Thus she became a byword among women, and they executed judgments on her. Now her sister, Oholibah, saw this, and yet she was more corrupt in her lust than she. And her harlotries were more than the harlotries of her sister. She lusted after the Assyrians, governors and officials, the ones near, magnificently dressed, horsemen riding on horses, all of them desirable young men. I saw that she had defiled herself. They both took the same way. So she increased her harlotries, and she saw men portraying on the wall images of the Chaldeans portrayed with vermilion, girded with belts on their loins, with flowing turbans on their heads, all of them looking like officers, like the Babylonians in Chaldea, the land of their birth. When she saw them, she lusted after them and sent messengers to them in Chaldea. The Babylonians came to her to the bed of love and defiled her with their harlotry. And when she had been defiled by them, she became disgusted with them. She uncovered their harlotries and covered her nakedness. Then I became disgusted with her, as I had become disgusted with her sister. Yet she multiplied her harlotries, remembering the days of her youth, when she played the harlot in the land of Egypt. She lusted after their paramours, whose flesh is like the flesh of donkeys, and whose issue is like the issue of horses. Thus you longed for the lewdness of your youth, when the Egyptians handled your bosom because of the breasts of your youth. Therefore, O Oholibah, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will rouse your lovers against you, from whom you were alienated, and I will bring them against you from every side, the Babylonians and all the Chaldeans, Pekod and Shoah and Koah, and all the Assyrians with them, desirable young men, governors and officials, all of them, officers and men of renown, all of them riding on horses. They will come against you with weapons, chariots, and wagons, and with a company of peoples. They will set themselves against you on every side with buckler and shield and helmet. And I will commit the judgment to them, and they will judge you according to their customs. I will set my jealousy against you that they may deal with you in wrath. They will remove your nose and your ears, and your survivors will fall by the sword. They will take your sons and your daughters, and your survivors will be consumed by the fire. They will also strip you of your clothes and take away your beautiful jewels. Thus I will make your lewdness and your harlotry brought from the land of Egypt to cease from you, so that you will not lift up your eyes to them or remember Egypt anymore. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I will give you into the hand of those whom you hate, into the hand of those from whom you were alienated. They will deal with you in hatred, take all your property and leave you naked and bare. And the nakedness of your harlotries will be uncovered, both your lewdness and your harlotries. these things will be done to you because you have played the harlot with the nations, because you have defiled yourself with their idols. You have walked in the way of your sister, therefore I will give her cup into your hand. Thus says the Lord God, you will drink your sister's cup, which is deep and wide. You will be laughed at and held in derision. It contains much. You will be filled with drunkenness and sorrow, the cup of horror and desolation, the cup of your sister, Samaria. You will drink it and drain it. Then you will gnaw its fragments and tear your breasts. For I have spoken, declares the Lord God. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have forgotten me and cast me behind your back, bear now the punishment of your lewdness and your harlotries. Moreover, the Lord said to me, Son of man, will you judge Ohola and Oholibah? Then declare to them their abominations, for they have committed adultery, and the blood is on their hands. Thus they have committed adultery with their idols, and even caused their sons whom they bore to me to pass through the fire to them as food. Again they have done this to me. They have defiled my sanctuary on the same day and profaned my Sabbaths. For when they had slaughtered their children for their idols, they entered my sanctuary on the same day to profane it, and lo, thus they did within my house. Furthermore, they have even sent for men who come from afar, to whom a messenger was sent, and lo, they came, for whom you bathed, painted your eyes, and decorated yourselves with ornaments, and you sat on a splendid couch with a table arranged before it, on which you had set my incense and my oil. The sound of a carefree multitude was with her. The drunkards were brought from the wilderness with men of the common sort, and they put bracelets on the hands of the women and beautiful crowns on their heads. Then I said concerning her who was worn out by adulteries, will they now commit adultery with her when she is thus? But they went into her as they would go into a harlot. Thus they went into Ohola and Oholibah, the lewd women. But the righteous men will judge them with the judgment of adulteresses and with the judgment of women who shed blood because their adulteresses and blood is on their hands. For thus says the Lord God, bring a company against them and give them over to terror and plunder. The company will stone them with stones and cut them down with the swords. They will slay their sons and their daughters and burn their houses with fire. Thus I'll make lewdness cease from the land, and all women may be admonished and not commit lewdness as you have done. Your lewdness will be requited upon you, and you will bear the penalty of worshiping your idols. Thus you will know that I am the Lord God. I may show us what we heard this morning about the seventh commandment a little bit, and what the Lord thinks of it. And this chapter gives us a history of the apostasies of God's people. Remember it said at the very beginning of the passage, she or they were mine. These were my people, Yahweh's people. And first through 10 verses, the first sister describing the apostasy of Samaria, that is Israel, the northern kingdom. And they are compared to the harlot and the prostitute, they both are. And she played the harlot while she was mine, it says. The Lord's. And she went after the Assyrians. And they looked good, and they had good stuff, and she lusted after them with all their idols. And so Yahweh gave them over to what they wanted. And in that way they were judged. What about Judah and Jerusalem? That's the second sister. Through verse 35 we see the same things. They're lusting, idolatry, and this time even after the Babylonians and the Egyptians. And what did the Lord do? The lovers, those lovers you had in which you played the harlot, I, Yahweh, will arouse them and they will come and judge you. And their destruction of you, since you are the harlot, you will be laid bare before all to see in your nakedness, and that is in your shame. And then the final verses note, both Israel and Samaria and Judah and Jerusalem together, look at all that they have done against Yahweh. You see verse 38. It says, again, they have done this to me. They have defiled my sanctuary on the same day. They have profaned my Sabbaths. For when they had slaughtered their children, they sacrificed their children for their idols. They entered my sanctuary on the same day to profane it. And lo, thus they did within my house. In the holy temple of the Lord. And these judgments will come so that all will hear and turn from their sin to the Lord, as we are to do as we read this chapter. We are to consider, after we have heard, to turn from our own sins, that we would not be like them in their adulteries and idolatries. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you have thus far spared us from such harlotries as this. And yet we acknowledge that as Israel and Judah, Jerusalem and Samaria were your people, they were your covenant people. And you called them by name. And you were their God and they were your people. This chapter describes them as they turned from you and they went after their idols and worshiped the way they wanted to worship, and they broke your Sabbaths and they desecrated and brought shame and dishonor upon your holy place, the temple and the worship of you. And Father, we acknowledge that in our sins we really do the same thing. Even as we come now before your throne, we come with remaining sin. And Father, we plead that you would not let us be like them in continuing in our sin. But that we, as we heard this morning, that we would confess our sin before you quickly and repent, turning from our sins and turning unto you quickly. That we would not let there be this little gap in what you have granted to us through your word and by your spirit to squeak through to evil and wickedness and further sin. But that the sin that we do commit would not be added upon itself and continue sinning upon sin and upon sin. But the sin that we do commit, we would turn quickly to you. And that we would not continue in sin. That we would not be like these harlots, these prostitutes, these, as the scriptures say, these whores who whore themselves out to sin and wickedness and Satan, your adversary, our adversary. Father, in these things we ask that you would cover us with your righteousness. We, like the harlot, the prostitute, would like to uncover our sin and make it and show it forth. And so, Father, we plead that you would cover us with your righteousness, that we would not be shamed before you, but that you would see your Son, Jesus Christ, in his righteousness as we are clothed in him. Father, we acknowledge today that you are sovereign over all. We see that in this passage, but we acknowledge as we have fears for the future and concerns, anxiety about our culture, the world we live in, the government who rules over us, the world in which we live, that there are great concerns we have. And probably fears, even for our children and our children's children. And so, Father, we ask that you would be sovereign, that you would ordain those people to be in leadership over us who you have decreed from before the foundation of the world, that they would rule well over us according to your word, and not for personal gain, and that you would do us all good, that we would be able to live peaceable lives for Christ's sake and for your glory. Father, the world we live in is corrupt, and we live amongst a perverse wicked generation. And we like often what we see, sadly. And your Spirit working in us also causes us to hate what we see. And yet we lust after it with our eyes and with our flesh. Father, forgive us of our sins, of lust after the things of the world, the things of entertainment and pleasure and money and stature and position and power. And cause us rather to love your Son and love His position, as we'll learn, King over us, who reigns over us forever and ever. May we be and grow us into godly citizens. May we be those who fervently and boldly proclaim your word and testify of your Son, Jesus Christ, before the world, because we know that only you can change our culture and our world by the gospel and through salvation, through individuals, as you work to grow the church and you build it. We thank you that you are the builder of the house and we are not, for we would build a rickety house, one that would fall quickly. But you build the perfect house, the perfect temple, brick by brick. We ask that you would use us as instruments in building it and proclaiming the gospel to many. And these things we ask that you would hear us and answer us according to your will. As we pray in your Son's name, amen.